From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Flicks. Mr. Lee, you decided to make an appearance today.
I'm so sorry. I know that's two Wednesdays in a row now. I'm really sorry. But, you know, things happen and I had something better to do. I mean, I had something else to do.
Oh, is that right now? Well, it's okay. Duncan said he was like, oh, this is so good. This is just.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said to me, he said, JT, what? He said, your research is impeccable. He said, it is just so much better than Mr. Lee's. I said, you're telling me. That's thank you, Duncan.
You're so funny.
I appreciate the compliment.
You cracked me up.
But yeah, I'm not sure where you're getting to every Wednesday, Mr. Lee. You've got something going on. I don't know about you. You've been
there may be a rival podcast I've been doing or something. No, I haven't.
I wasn't thinking that's what you're up to, but that's okay.
No, definitely not. No, I've just had certain things. I will be back next Wednesday, but I will be back. So
yeah, we'll see.
Be prepared. Yeah.
Oh, he's back with a vengeance next week. And you're back for a great movie too. You're back for Moana 2 next week.
Yeah, which is very exciting.
When we do our Talking Flicks, that's great.
Yes. Which I can't wait because I loved the first one. Loved it. It was so good. It was it just made you feel like you were in Hawaii, you know, this with the beach and the
music.
Yeah.
Now let's go through this week. So we've got some new movies coming up. We'll go around the screens and we'll take a look at what's coming out next week as well. There's some more big movies in the way of another horror, which is good, and also another animated film starring Pharrell Williams and Gwen Stefani and Kendrick Lamar, too, all singers. So we'll be unpacking that a little bit later on.
Which will be very exciting. But to kick us off today, of course, we've been talking about Moana 2. I cannot believe it. It has been 8 years since the first one. I can't believe that. Where has that time gone? It is incredible.
And so everyone just fell in love with it the first time.
Yes.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see where the story goes to this time around.
Yeah, well, it actually picks up 3 years after the first one. So it's not 8 years that we've actually had to wait. It's only 3 years between in movie talk. So let's take a listen.
You were gone forever.
It was 3 days.
Where are we going?
Before Maui stole Tifiti's heart,
our ancestors
wanted to connect our island to all the people of the entire ocean. It's my job as a wayfinder to finish what they started.
Wanna show our people just how far we'll go.
A call from the ancestors.
Hidden in a terrible storm, it's an ancient island. Setting foot on its sands would break the curse, bring our people together again.
I know what I have to do. Maui, I could really use your help.
Can I get a chihu?
You will be destroyed, and your wayfinder too.
Now I kind of miss the lava monster.
Ow! Ow!
What if you don't come back?
I'll be back. I promise.
Do I hear people?
Those aren't people. Cock'em.
Aura!
You guys! We got this!
Bring it on, Coco. Nuts.
Just when we thought we'd seen huge with Wicked, we back it up this week with Moana 2, and doesn't it sound just incredible?
It certainly does. And you know what? I could actually see you saying Chihu. You would want to track down the Chihu.
Don't you worry. I'm sure I... Yep, it's Chihu.
Now, this is the 63rd full-length animated feature film from Walt Disney, which is incredible to think. Out of all these years, that's 63 animated movies, which takes so much more time to make than a normal movie. And would you believe this is Dwayne Johnson's fourth animated movie? So he's loving the animations.
What was the first full-length animated movie, Mr. Lee?
The first one that he did was Planet 51 back in 2009.
Walt Disney's first.
wasn't it Steamboat Mickey?
Was it?
Steamboat Willie?
I thought it was Snow White. Steamboat Willie. Snow White, wasn't it?
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Right, we're going to come back with that one before the end of the show. So I'll give you some Googling time.
We will.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll thank have a look. I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was Snow White. I could be wrong. Steamboat was the short. I don't think that was a full length, whereas Snow White was. Could be wrong.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. Yeah, no, it was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Oh, so there you go, full length. God, you're good.
I know.
Watch it every week. Come on.
I do. I love it. Love Snow White. Love the Seven Dwarfs.
You love the Seven Dwarfs. That's you're sleepy, aren't you?
Yes, and you're dopey.
I was being nice, but anyway, okay.
I don't know why you're I'm sleeping.
Now, something else interesting. So back in 2016, Kung Fu Panda 3 was released when Moana was released. This year, we've had Kung Fu Panda 4 release. Now we've got Moana 2. Is that saying something? They're copying, like they're releasing the same year, which is quite funny.
Yeah,
very strange.
It is indeed. So there you go, Moana 2, something for the whole family. The kids will love this. If they saw number one, I'm sure they're hanging out to come along. And the music too, Mr. Lee. We fell in love with so many songs in the first film, songs that we're still playing now. Because there was a sing-along, a Moana sing-along, wasn't there, that came with the film?
Yeah, there certainly was.
Hopefully there'll be another one too for the new movie.
Correct. And you know what? I will let you know, JT, because I know how much you like our collector cups. We've actually, in each of our sites, we've got collector cups of Moana. And they're pretty cool. They're very good.
Can you get me one? You're going to do
it. I will.
Yep. You can get one. Thank you.
They're $14 each, but I'll get you one. You just pay me.
Mr. Lee, wow.
Hey, nothing's free in this life.
No, it certainly is, not with you. Okay, Heretic. We're talking about a new horror thriller, and this one's got Hugh Grant in it, Sophie Thatcher, and about a couple of these young missionary girls who knock on this door. Hugh Grant's character answers and invites them in, and then... Well, it all kind of goes to hell, really.
Correct, yeah. And you know the interesting thing, Sophie Thatcher and Chloe East were actually both raised as Mormons, so they have a fully understanding on what and how this could actually happen. And it's quite scary to think, you know, these girls on their own, they shouldn't be on their own, and they are. And Mr. Reed, which is, as you said, Hugh Grant's character, invites them in to have a cup of tea and some pie.
You would have done some door knocking your time with the scouts, wouldn't you, selling cookies? No.
I'm not that old.
I'm not sure about that. Let's take a listen.
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am.
Are you interested in learning about our Savior, Jesus Christ? Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi, are you?
My name is Sister Barnes, and
oh my gosh.
Ah,
Are you interested in learning more about the Church of Jesus Christ?
Come on in.
We can't come inside unless another woman is present.
My wife is home. Does that count?
Great.
You like pie?
Yeah.
My wife has pie in the oven.
I could tell that you are a very spiritually curious person.
I think it is good to be religious, to find your faith in a doctrine you actually believe.
Well, our work here is done.
I will go and check on the pie. So we sleep, silent
need to go home.
I won't keep you if you wish to leave. But I want you to choose which door to go through based on your faith.
What does this have to do with us leaving?
Everything.
I think that we're being studied.
It will make your hearts beat faster. It may even make you want to die. Do not be afraid. You will witness a miracle.
How good's that? The song reminds me of Makona commercial. That's the vibe I'm getting. But yeah, you look like you're a little bit concerned about that one, Mr. Lee. You're looking like it.
I don't know. Hugh Grant's voice was really quite frightening, wasn't it? Like
creepy.
Just the way he was talking, it was creepy, wasn't it?
He gave the girls a chance to leave. He's told them they can go.
Yeah.
They just got to choose the door, the path they want to go down.
Not good.
No.
This is his second movie of horror that he's ever done. So I think, wow, you know. But can I ask, because you're so clever with the first movie of Disney, Mr. T, what was Hugh Grant's first film that he played a horror? Can you tell me?
Yeah.
Off the top of your head, can you tell me?
It was Notting Hill, wasn't it? Was that the horror? No, it wasn't.
Look, you're too funny.
Was it The Lair of the White Worm? That's what I reckon it might be.
1988. How the hell did you know that?
You're kidding. That is awesome. Right?
Oh. Well done. I honestly didn't think you would get that.
See, I know my movies, Mr. Lee, right? I'm right across
you,
it. So that
too.
Was, yes. I do my research
well
too.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movie, though. It was a great movie. Did you enjoy it?
No, I have to say, you know, I don't like horrors. I can't do horrors. That one, anything is too scary. And I have to say, Hugh Grant's voice is too creepy. And yeah, being trapped in someone's house, that would be scary.
Yeah, he wants to know if you want pie, Mr. Lee. So, what's your favorite type of pie? He'll make one for you.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Now, on Sunday, we've got my type of thing. It's the Met Opera's Carmen playing on Sunday, and tickets are on sale for it now, so make sure you grab your ticket. Now, this one goes for 225 minutes.
Whoa.
So that's a long, long movie.
What's
so
that?
Well,
that's
and truly.
Just under 4 hours.
Yeah, it is. Just under 4 hours.
Candy bar will need to be restocked on that day, Mr. Lee. We'll be.
It certainly will. Yes. And I think there'd be a couple of intermissions in that too, because they would need to have a couple of intermissions just to be able to duck out to the loo and come back in.
Yeah.
Also, what's playing? We've got Wicked, we've got Red One, we've got Gladiator 2. Now, if you have not caught up with those, we've got plenty of other movies. Just go to your local website and check out what's playing and screening right now. So you'll be right for the weekend.
Yeah, you can also grab our latest Talk and Flickster podcast as well with our good friend Duncan, who ran the rule over Wicked, which Mr. Lee was not a part of. He chose to make himself absent. But we loved it, and we really enjoyed
it. I did listen to it. It was good. You did well. Yeah. I have to say, you both did really well.
Yeah, I know. You listened for 35 seconds. That was pretty much it. And that was because you're too busy.
Can you tell those things?
Always too busy.
Can you tell that?
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's okay. We had a good time anyway. So you can make sure you go and grab that. And Wicked, as you mentioned before, one of those great movies you can check out this week. Also, as we go around the screens, The Odeon 5 in Orange, a movie starring Sarah Snook, Eric Banner, who is amazing, Jackie Weaver as well. It's called Memoir of a Snail, Miss Lee. It's an animation.
Yeah, and it's set in 1970s Australia, and it's all about Grace's life because she's had a troubled life and she's had a bit of loss. Can we take a listen?
Yeah, let's do that.
Dad used to say that childhood was like being drunk. Everyone remembers what you did, except you.
Ha! Good one, Dad.
My twin brother, Gilbert, we had two souls but one heart.
Look, Gracie.
Rabbit face, rabbit face, rabbit face.
Dressed like an ant.
No, I'm a snail.
Oh, funny.
I believed in glasses half full and silver linings. Life was fleeting, but so precious.
Oh, bravo!
Oh, now she's got a boyfriend.
Can only be understood backwards, but we have to leave it forwards.
Say cheese, Gracie.
Snails never go back over their trail.
Soon as I'm old enough and got money, I'm coming to get you.
Childhood was life's best season. It never lasts, but everyone deserves one. I remember everything.
There you have it, Memoir of a Snail. High five to the 80 and 5 in Orange. Mitt's in the team there for getting that one in because it looks really good, the trailer.
It does. It sounds really good too. I could pick Jackie Weaver's voice in that trailer. She's got that voice that you just know it's her.
Very iconic.
She's a great actress. Great actress.
That one's like 110 minutes, so that's more
which is a bit better. Now, opening next week, we've got this very interesting movie. It's called Piece by Piece, and it's the life and the career of Pharrell Williams, but it's told in the form of Lego animation.
That is just...
Isn't that incredible?
It is, and it's just not what you expect, is it? It's really...
No. It's something that's so different. And I have to say, on Boxing Day, there's a movie being released called Better Man, and it's the story of Robbie Williams, but it's told through a monkey. And apparently it's brilliant.
Now I've heard
but
it
that's,
all.
But, but apparently that's brilliant as well. So this is going to be interesting to see. And as you were saying in the beginning, you know, we've got Gwen Stefani, we've got Justin Timberlake, which is incredible to think these people. Imagine being a Lego person.
Yeah,
that'd be
big Lego
cool.
fan.
That'd be cool.
You'd be checking them out for sure. And another week, Mr. Lee, another horror. We've got to get Jim another few more in before we end 2024 because it has been the year for horror films. And
it certainly has.
Werewolves is what's out next week.
Yeah. And you know what? If there's a supermoon out when this opens next week, I think we're all going to be very, very, very worried. Because as we know, they've made a lot of movies about werewolves over the years, haven't they?
They have, yes. Yeah.
They have made so many. Like, the only one that comes to mind is Teen Werewolf with Michael J. Fox. That's how it comes to my mind at the moment.
Good one. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Great one. Yeah. But this is we're talking 2024, Mr. Lee. So therefore.
Yeah, I know.
Let's keep our eye on the prize here.
Yeah, this is just, it's just one of those things. But anyway, we'll talk about that more next week. We've also got next week our Pushpar, The Rule Part 2, which is our Bollywood movie happening. So it starts next week, as well as, can you believe it, Andre is here. Next Sunday, Andre will be on the big screen, and I'm going to be hassling you all week coming up to make sure you've got your ticket for your nan.
What do you mean hassling you all week?
I'm going to hassle you all week until I
know. What
are
you talking about?
Look, I'm going to make sure I'll be texting, I will be phoning you, and if not, I'm going to send a ticket to your nan so she can come.
Grant Lee. Siri.
I'm just really.
Block Grant Lee's number. Thank you very much, Siri.
Very good job.
There you go. So, no, you won't be messaging me this week, Mr. Lee. It's going to be a quiet week.
You're going to have a very quiet week then. Oh, you poor Nan. That's too funny. So, at least, you know, if you want to see it, make sure you get your tickets. They've been on sale now for some time, for the last few weeks, which is really good. And I know Tamworth here, we've actually sold quite a few tickets. So, and he is always popular. And it's a credit to someone who can play a violin and get people to do the wave. I'm still impressed with that.
He's magic.
I think he is, absolutely. For him, he only just celebrated his 75th birthday about a month ago. So for him to still be on the stage doing this sort of stuff, it's pretty good. So, yeah.
And let's be honest, sometimes it's very hard to go overseas and see these types of shows. And not just that, I think the price to get in to see an Andre Rieu show would be through the roof. So it's the next best thing, seeing it on the big screen with Dolby surround sound, I'm guessing you guys have got there at the Forum and Odeon 5. So, that's the best way to do it.
It certainly is. I'm really impressed. What's going on? Have you really done your research this week?
What do you mean?
On fire.
I should be across this stuff,
you're
Mr. Lee. Yes.
You're really on fire.
Oh, I must have read a pamphlet somewhere or something. I'm not sure. But, only the best, right? Only the best in sound. So that's correct. Andre Rieu. You can also check out our Talk and Flickster podcast coming up this coming Wednesday, midday. Chloe will be joining us to talk about Moana 2. She's going to go off and see that. And that's a pretty good movie to be checking out for free, got to say.
Oh, it certainly is. Because we give you a ticket to go watch a movie. Then you come on to the podcast and you talk about what you saw and your thoughts on it. So what a great way to see a movie.
And for our listeners, can I just say for the last 2 weeks while I've been picking up Mr. Lee's slack, I've been purchasing the tickets for our Talk and Flicks this last Duncan has been. You right there, Mr. Lee?
Oh, sorry, I nearly fell off my seat. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Compose yourself, please.
Can I say, on my credit card, I've still seen a little charge on my credit card for a movie ticket for a Talking Flickster. So what's going on?
I must have got them confused. That's all I can say.
Yeah, and how did you get my credit card number too? That's another thing. We'll talk about that after.
All right, Miss Lee, it's time to go now. You have a lovely weekend. please don't look at your charges. There might be some things that you don't like. Some subscriptions. Have a lovely weekend.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.